The first ayah that I'm going to read from the booklet is Surah Al-Anfal and 841. Is that with you, right? وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا غَنِمْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَأَنَّ لِلَّهِ خُمُسَهُ وَلِلرَّسُولِ وَلِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ إِن كُنْتُمْ آمَنْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أَنْزَلْنَا عَلَى عَبْدِنَا يَوْمَ الْفُرْقَانِ يوم التقى الجمعان والله على كل شيء قدير. And know that surely whatever ghanim profit you get from anything, if you believe in Allah, then surely 1/5 of it is for Allah and for Rasul the messenger and for Qurba the relatives and for Yatama the orphans and for Masakin, the needy, and for Ibn Sabil, the sons of the way. And whatever we reveal to our servant on the day of the division, the day when the two accumulations are met. And Allah has power over everything. The Jews and the Christian faith. Deuteronomy 20:10-15. They are asked to, in this Deuteronomy 20:10-18, when you go to attack a city, first give its people a chance to surrender. If they open the gates and surrender, they are all to become your slaves and do forced labor for you. But if the people of the city will not surrender, but choose to fight, surround it with your army. Then when your Lord, I'm reading in continuation, then when the Lord, your God, lets you capture the city, kill every man in it. You may, however, take for yourselves the women and the children and the livestock and everything that belongs to your enemies. That Lord has given it to you, Maal-e Ghanimat. That is how you are to deal with those cities that are far away from the land you will settle in. There is an ayat in the Quran, we go to surah number Al-Hashr 59, 7 ayah. Ma afa Allahu ala rasulih min ahli al-qura falillahi walil rasul walidil qurba wal yatama wal masakin wabni sabil. كي لا يكون دولة بين الأغنياء منكم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا واتقوا الله إن الله شديد العقاب. Whatever Allah has bestowed, whatever Allah has bestowed from the people of the cities over His messenger is for Allah and for the Rasul the messenger and for Qurba the relatives, and for Yatama the orphans, and for the Masakin the needy, who are reduced to poverty, and for Ibn Sabil, the sons of the way. Al-Hashr 8:58-59, Surah 8 and 9. لِلْفُقْرَاءِ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا وَيَنْصُرُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أولئك هم الصادقون والذين تبوا الدار والإيمان من قبلهم يحبون من هاجر إليهم يحبون من هاجر إليهم ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون. And it is for Furqa Muhajirin, the poor migrants who are expelled from their circles and their wealth, seeking the bounty from Allah and good pleasure, and helping Allah and His Messenger. They are those who are truthful. And it is for those who are the settlers of the circles and of the belief from before them. They love whosoever migrate towards them and they do not find in their chest any need for what they are given, and they do not have any effect over themselves, even if poverty is with them. And whosoever is guarded against the stinginess of his soul, then they are those who are prosperous. Surah Al-Mujadila, 58 Surah, Ayah 12. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu idha najaytum ar-rasool faqaddimu bayna yaday najwakum sadaqah dhalika khayrun lakum wa athhar fa in lam tajidu فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. O you who believe, when you consult the messenger, then advance sadqa, the charity that is between two hands of your consultation. That is better and purer for you. So if you do not find, then surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. And if you go to the next page, and I will read 103 ayah, then we'll come back and read the whole ayahs. Ayah 103, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةٍ تُطَاهِرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Take sadaqa, the charity, from their wealth, so that you purify and justify them with it, and pray over them. Surely your prayer, Salah, is a satisfaction for them, and Allah is hearing, knowing. Surah Al-Anfal 8, and the ayah number 69. فَكُلُوا مِمَّا غَنِمْتُمْ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Then you eat from your, which is halal, Then eat from your ghanim profit, which is halal, lawful, tayyab, good. And take guard of Allah. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. Al-Hashr 59 and Ayah 7. Ma afa Allahu ala rasulihi min ahli al-qura, falillahi wal rasuli wal dhil qurba wal yatama wal masakin wa ibn sabil. Kay la yakuna dulatan bayn al-aghniyai minkum. Wa ma ataakum ar-rasul fakhuduh. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. And whatever Allah has bestowed from the people of the cities over His messenger, that is one-fifth of the ghanim profit according to the means. That is sadqa, is for Allah and the Rasul, the messenger, and the qurba, for qurba, the relatives, and for yatama, the orphans, and masakin, the needy, who are reduced to poverty, and for Ibn Sabil, the sons of the way. So Allah says, why is doing it? So it, the wealth may not be a thing taken in turns amongst the rich of you. So whatever He gives you, you take it. And whatever He forbids about you, you forbid about it. And take guard of Allah. Surely Allah is strong in pursuit. Now this is describing the behavior of the fuqara muhajirin. Lil fuqara al muhajirin alladhina ukhriju من ديارهم وأموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانه وينصرون الله ورسوله أولئك هم الصادقون. The sadqa charity is the for furqa muhajirin, the poor migrants who are expelled from their circles and their wealth, seeking the bounty from Allah and the good pleasure, and helping Allah and His messenger. They are the truthful ones. And the same category is described further. والذين تبوا الدار والإيمان من قبلهم يحبون من هاجر إليهم ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون. And the sadqa charity is for those who are the settlers of the circle and of the belief from before them. They love whosoever migrates towards them, and they do not find in their chest any need for what they are given, and they do not have any effect over themselves, even if poverty is with them. And whosoever is guarded against the stinginess of his soul, then they are those who are prosperous. Sadaqah, charity, is the one-fifth ghani profit from the zakah, justification of your wealth, to be distributed among the following categories: for Allah, God, one, for the Rasul, the Messenger, for Ibn Sabi, the son of the way, for Furqa, Muhajin, the poor migrant, who migrates up to the circle and up to the belief, and for Furqa, Muhajin, the poor migrant, who are the settlers of the circles and of the belief from before, for the Qurba relatives, for Yatama, the orphans, for the Masakin, the needy, who are reduced to poverty. These are the eight categories that the Messenger is giving to them. Al-Mujadala 58:12, I have already read, but we'll discuss now in detail. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha najaytumur rasula faqaddimu bayna yaday najwakum sadaqa dhalikum khairul lakum wa athhar fa illam tajidu fa inna Allah ghafur rahim. O you believe and you consult the Messenger, then advance sadaqa, the charity that is between two hands of your consultation. That is better and purer for you. So if you do not find to advance sadaqa charity, then surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. Now, I will read Surah Tawbah 9:102-103 further. وَآخَرُونَ عَتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ خَلَطُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا أَصَلَّ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَاهِرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And other people have confessed with their sins. They have mixed correct acts and other bad acts. It may be that Allah will return over them. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. Take sadaqa, charity, so that you purify and justify them with it, and pray over them. Surely your prayer, salah, is a satisfaction for them, and Allah is hearing and knowing. Surah Tawbah 9:104. Alam ya'lamu anna Allah huwa yaqbalu tawbata an ibadi wa ya'khudhu sadaqat wa anna Allah huwa tawwabur rahim. Do they not know that Allah is He who accepts repentance from His servants, and He takes sadaqat, charities, any amount to, according to the means, and that Allah is He who is returning, most merciful. So further ayat in Surah Al-Mujadala 58:30, it says, page 10 ayat. أَشْفَقْتُمْ أَن تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ نَجْوَاكُمْ صَدَقَاتٍ فَإِذْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَتَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Do you feel pity of that as you advance sadaqa, charity that is between two hands of your consultation? So when you did not do it, and Allah will return over you, then establish salah, prayer, and give zakah, justification, and obey Allah and His Messenger, and Allah is acquainted with what you do. Now in Surah Tawbah 960, page 14. إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ والعاملين عليها والمؤلفة قلوبهم وفي الرقاب والغارمين وفي سبيل الله وابن السبيل فريضة من الله والله عليم حكيم. Surely the sadaqat, the charities, are for furqa, those who are poor, and for masakin, the needy, and amilin, those who work on it, on sadaqat, and for whose hearts are composed, and are in raqab, who are in slavery, and for gharimeen, who have to pay fine, and for fi sabillah, in the way of Allah, and for Ibn Sabil, the son of the way, an obligation from Allah, and Allah is knowing wise. So in the next page, if you open the sadaqa charity, that is the one-fifth of the, I've reduced all these people, in this come to nine categories. Sadaqa charity, that is the one-fifth ghanim profit, and any amount of according to the means from your wealth. For the zakah, justification, and tahara, purification of the self-soul, to be distributing among the following categories. So, fi sabilillah is both categories, yes. Okay, both categories. One is sabil, fi sabilillah means in the way of Allah. One is sabil means sons of the way, both categories. Lil fukra, these are only poor, comes under this only consultation category. والعالمي عاملين العاملين means the people who works on charities والمؤلفة مؤلفة قلوبهم whose hearts are composed of the circles of the belief those people the people sir, composed whose hearts are composed means the circle of the belief who have migrated and who are the settler their hearts are composed so they are in both categories والمساكين are in both categories وفي الرقاب is only in consultation categories والغارمين is under the consultation categories والسائين can come in both categories who are involved in sadqat charities the behavior of the people in surah al-baqarah 2 and 177 ayah page 18 ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب ولكن البر من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر والملائكة والكتاب والنبيين وآتى المال على حبه ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل والسائلين وفي الرقاب وقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة والموفون بعهدهم إذا عاهدوا والصابرين في البأساء والضراء وحين البعث أولئك الذين صدقوا وأولئك هم المتقون It is not righteous that you turn your faces to a Qibla that is the direction of belief to the east and the west but the righteousness is that he who believes in Allah who believes in Allah in the last day and the angels and the book and the prophets and upon his Allah love he gives wealth to those who are qurba the relatives and to the yatama the orphans and to the masakin the needy and to the ibn sabil the son of way and the sailin those who ask and those are in riqab who are in slavery and they establish salah the prayer and they give zakah justification and when they promise they fulfill their promises and they are patient in misery and harm and during the time of misery they are the truthful ones and they are those who guard Al-Layl 92 verse 18 to 21 page 20 الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى He who gives his wealth to justify that is one fifth of ghanim profit and any amount to his means and from his nearness he does not expect from anyone a favor of reward except seeking the face of his Lord the Most High and definitely soon he will be pleased further it says in surah al-ma'arij 70:24 and 25 walladhina fi amwalihim haqqun ma'lum lis-sa'in wal mahrum and in their wealth the right is known for sail who asks and for mahroom who are deprived and further the description of these people is surah al-fatih 35:29 innal ladina yatluna kitaballah wa qamus salah wa anfaqu mimma razaqnahum sirran wa alaniya yarjun tijaratan lan tabur surely those who recite al-kitab the book of allah and establish the salah the prayer And from whatever sustenance we gave them, they spend secretly and in announcement, hoping a business that will never ruin be useless. Surah Al-Baqarah 2 and Ayah 261. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم The example of those who spend in the way of Allah is like the example of a grain that grows 7 years. In every ear that is a part of the grain are 100 grains and Allah multiplies for whom He wills and Allah is spacious knowing. So in the ayah it says in Surah 4 Nisa and Ayah 6 وَابْتَلُوا الْيَتَامَى حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغُوا النِّكَاحِ فَإِنْ آنَسْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ رُشْدًا فَادْفَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ وَلَا تَأْكُلُوهَا إِسْرَافًا وَبِدَارًا أَنْ يَكْبَرُوا وَمَنْ كَانَ غَنِيًا فَلْيَسْتَعْفِفْ وَمَنْ كَانَ فَقِيرًا فَلْيَأْكُلْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ فَإِذَا دَفَعْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فَأَشْهِدُوا عَلَيْهِمْ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا. And make a trial of the orphans until they reach the age of marriage. If you find sobriety in them, release their wealth to them. See, I will tell you in Surah Nisa 4 and 127, I suppose. وَيَسْتَفْتُونَكَ فِي النِّسَاءِ. And they ask you concerning women. Allah answers, قُلْ يُفْتِيكُمْ فِيهِنْ. Allah gives you, or they want fatwa, or they, what fatwa is basically in Arabic is fatwa. They are asking a fatwa for women, legal advice. They are asking for a legal advice for women. In women, Allah gives you legal advice. وَمَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ. And what is being recited over you in the book. فِي يَتَامَ النِّسَاءِ اللَّاتِ. In the orphan woman. Lati latu tunahunna ma kutiba lahunna. You do not give them what Allah has written for them. Watarghabuna antankihunna. And you have a desire to marry them. Surah Ashraf 59 and Ayah 7. I also mentioned this in this lecture of mine. Ma afallahu ala rasulihi min ahlil qura falillahi wa li rasuli wa li dhil qurba wal yatama wal masakin wa ibn sabil. كَيْ لَا يَكُونَ دُولَةً بَيْنَ الْأَغْنِيَاءِ مِنْكُمْ وَمَا آتَكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهِ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. And whatever Allah has bestowed from the people of the cities over His Messenger, then it is for Allah and for the Rasul, the Messenger, and for the Qurba, the relatives, and for Yatama, the orphans, and for the Masakeen, the needies. And for the Ibn Sabil, the son of the way. So that the wealth may not be a thing taken in turns amongst the rich of you. So whatever Rasul gives you, you take it. And whatever he forbids you about it, you forbid. Surah Al-Imran 392. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. You will never attain righteousness unless you spend from what you love. And whatever you spend from anything, surely Allah is knower with it. In Surah Ali Imran 3, Ayah 35, you write down the reference please. So it is, the ayah says, إِذْ قَالَتِ امْرَأَتُ عِمْرَانَ رَبِّي إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Behold, the woman of Imran said, O my Lord, I do dedicate unto you what is in my womb for your special service. You accept from me, surely you are the hearer and knower. In Surah Yusuf 12, Ayah 21, وَقَالَ الَّذِي اشْتَرَاهُ مِنْ مِصْرَ لِإِمْرَاتِهِ أَكْرِمِي مَثْوَاهُ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعَنَا أَوْ نَتَّخِذُهُ وَلَدًا. The man from Egypt purchased Yusuf al-Islam and said to his wife, make his stay honorable, maybe he will bring us much good, or we shall adopt him as a son. In Surah Al-Qasas 28, it's 9 ayat. She says, وَقَالَتْ امْرَأَتُ فِرْعَوْنَ قُرَّةُ عَيْنٍ لِي وَلَكَ لَا تَقْتُلُهُ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعَنَا أَوْ نَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَدًا وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. The wife of the Pharaoh said, here is a coolness of the eye for me and for you. Kill him not. Kill not the Musa Salam. Because he was a child. It may be that he will be useful for us, or we take him as a son. I refer to, Quran says in Azab 33 and Ayah 5, اُدْعُوا لِآبَائِهِمْ هُوَ أَقْسَطُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَعْلَمُوا آبَاءَهُمْ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَمَوَالِكُمْ. Call these people by the names of their fathers. That is more just in the nearness of Allah. But if you do not know the name of the fathers, so they are your brothers in the judgment and your protectors.